So now we're going into pillar number two, called the basics of accounting. I'd like to give you a quick story about accounting. I remember talking to my rich dad, and he says, if you want to be a good business person, entrepreneur, you have to learn accounting as well as sales, which we'll also be going into. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I went to work for Xerox because I had to learn how to sell. And selling isn't talking. You know, selling is really overcoming fear of rejection, objections, all those things you go through in the selling process. So once I got to be pretty good at learning how to sell, he says, now you have to learn accounting. I went, oh, my goodness, you know. So I still remember signing up for night school at the University of Hawaii, going to take accounting classes. And I sat there and I sat there, and I knew it was time to quit when I looked down at my accounting notes and they're all blurred. And the reason my accounting notes were all blurred was because I had fallen asleep and I had drooled all over my notes and they were just a complete blur. And it was the most boring class I had ever taken. I mean, it was horrible. I could not imagine a more horrible course. And so I went back to my rich dad, and he says, just stick it out. So I stuck it out, and I really didn't learn that much. He says, don't worry, because that's education, and your real learning will come when you get into the real world. So when I got into the real world with my nylon wallet business and all this, I came up into the real world of accounting. And it's really surprising that when you need to learn something, how much you learn it rather than having to learn. I went broke in the nylon wallet business, even though I was making millions of dollars. I went broke, and I went to sit with my rich dad, and he looked at me and he says, I told you, I told you, I told you. You cannot read the numbers, can you? I said, no, I can't. He says, that's your most important lesson. It's not about getting educated. It's not about any of that stuff. All the numbers do is tell you a story. I've been telling you this all your life. But if you cannot read a financial statement, you cannot read the story. My rich dad looked at the numbers, and he saw that my business partner was stealing from us. And he saw it in a split second, whereas I couldn't see it because I was looking at debits and credits and income expense and all this stuff. Whereas my rich dad could see the story. He says, this money here, where did it go to? This money here, where did it go to? And I really didn't have the answer because I was stuck in the formal accounting rather than the story the numbers were trying to tell me. So again, if you don't understand the basics of accounting, please don't worry about it. When you need to know, you'll learn it. And it's not that tough, but it's really hard to learn if you're just trying to learn it from a textbook. One of the most important lessons I learned, going back to the E, the S, the B, and the I, is that my rich dad said, if you're an employee, you don't need an accountant. And I didn't understand why. And the reason why is because we'll be going to taxes later, but an employee doesn't need an accountant, even no matter how much money you make, very simply because the tax laws don't let you use one anyway. The reason I mention that is because needing an accountant, because I'm in the S, the B, or the I, is the best education I can get. My best teachers are my advisors, be it my attorney, my accountants, my stockbrokers, my real estate brokers. That's how I learn so much.